Friend Auntie, DJ Auntie Mimi, I'm the big shit talker.
And I'm Prince Ali, Amorous He.
And we are, can you hear me now?
The podcast.
And make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube. Can you hear me now? The pod. Subscribe, y'all. We're going to have a little giveaway for our subscribers coming up soon. So make sure y'all stay tapped into us. What's up, Mark? Prince?
What's going on?
What's going on with you?
Not much.
Got your Nike tech on?
It's not tech. Don't say that.
We're twinning. Twin. Where have you been? Can I sing?
Yeah, all you want. You know Sister Sister premiered 30 years ago?
I was just watching that the other night.
Yeah.
Because I'm up all night with the baby or up and down with the baby, I always put on like a series. And Sister Sister was like the latest. Before that, it was like Boy Meets World. Just letting it play through the seasons.
When this boy meets world. Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Mr. Feeny.
I love Mr. Feeny. Topanga.
TGIF.
Do you know the guy who plays
Mr. Feeny?
No, not Mr. Feeny. We're gonna talk about Quiet on the Set. But the friend, the neighbor.
Yeah. The one Boy Meets World,
the best friend.
Yeah.
You know he wrote a statement for the pedophile? Like defending him? Did you watch the end of it? We'll talk about it. I was like, what was his name on Boy Meets World?
I can't think of it. But yeah.
I always get a brain fart every time this mic comes on. Mm-hmm. What's been going on, Prince Ali?
Not much.
I seen you outside.
You saw me outside?
I saw you outside.
I ain't seen you.
Oh, I ain't been outside. Baby, I ain't been. How was it?
It was nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You look cute.
Right now?
Yeah. Yeah. But thanks. I'm saying on your outside photos.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get too many of those, so.
Yeah, I was shocked. I had to, you know, double tap.
Shocking to see me with real clothes on. Yeah. With hard clothes, with starch.
Yes. So look at friend. Okay. Do your outside shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had a little sip that night?
I had a little.
With Hennessy?
No. I keep telling you, I'm not a Hennessy person. I don't see how people are still...
Wine?
Okay, relax.
What are you sipping on?
You think I go to the club and order a glass of wine?
I think you order, like, Prosecco.
What type of person is that? Describe that person. That person that goes to, like, the same club you would go to and orders, like, a Chablis.
They have
a Merlot.
A 800 credit score.
What are they dressed in? Is this it's a male. What are they dressed in?
Macy's Finest. Like, with a purple loafer.
Yeah.
With the tassel on it.
Yeah.
They look
a
like.
Loafer?
Yeah, like 2005.
Driving moccasin.
2005 business casual club wear. That's what they're wearing. Remember that? Why were we all dressed
a polo with the sports coat?
Why were we all dressed in
the driving shoe?
Why were we all dressed in business casual going to the club?
You guys were crazy. I don't know why you guys did that.
You did it too. You did it too.
You guys were crazy girls. I don't know why you did that.
I was definitely dressed in business casual.
I was not a business. I may have been caught once, maybe, but it wasn't like a thing for me. Like, it wasn't my style.
Business cash.
Yeah.
You're dressed like Soulja Boy?
No.
With a tall tee?
No. I don't
know. Kanye West with the polo.
Yeah, there we go. More like that.
With the polo.
Less like business casual, just more like regular, like a nice polo and some jeans.
You had those shades, like, that looked like the shades.
No, I wasn't that kind of cool. I was a different kind of cool, not that kind of cool. Were you that kind of cool?
I wasn't that cool.
No, I wasn't that kind of cool. I was just the kind, like, oh, he's cool.
Kind of cool.
He's hip.
Just a little. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about our movie clip? Are you ready? Have you been watching movies? Like, do you watch? If y'all have not paid attention, like, I highlight black movies. Okay.
Here's the thing. Everything that you've given me so far, I've seen.
Mm.
Am I wrong?
Except CB4.
Oh, yeah. So I haven't not seen C before. I just haven't watched C before. It's not.
Okay.
Whatever. But I'm actually a pretty big movie buff. So I watch everything else besides C before. I've actually sat down and watched, and I could probably give you a better quote from.
Okay. So let's test it out. This is our Auntie Mimi movie clip of the week. Do you need me to go over what we're doing?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Shoot it to me straight.
The outside sign says this his school is for instructions of martial arts. So we thought we might get some lessons. Where do we sign up? Yeah. Come on, Leroy. Teach me something. I don't wish to fight you. Well, who do you wish to fight then? Them? Or one of them ladies, maybe? Yeah, since you're too much of a sissy to fight me, maybe they're more your speed. Get them, girls. Maybe you can get a ride out of this limp wimp.
Is that the last dragon? Where are you getting this selection of movies? What drawer are you digging in?
I'm crying.
What is this selection?
They're black movies.
Oh.
Who doesn't love the last dragon?
It's not my
Am I the prettiest?
Shona.
Good job. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that again.
Please don't. What did I ask you if you've seen?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, wait. I have to figure out the name of it.
I'm sure I didn't. I don't watch a lot of movies. I fall asleep on movies. I'm a comfortable movie watcher. Like, I watch the same movies over and over again for comfortability.
Where the Heart Is.
Explain.
It's the story where the lady gave birth inside of Walmart to this baby. So I forget if they were on a road trip. They had to be on some type of road trip. Or they were, like, moving across country. And she's, like, 9 months pregnant. She has to pee really bad. Like, they're in this old beat-up jalopy of a pickup truck. The floor is missing. Her shoes fall through. Like, there's a hole in the floor in her shoes. Like, her flip-flops because she fell
asleep.
Those
movies make me sad.
Yeah. It was, like, a heartwarming. It wasn't, like, a crying movie. It was, mm-hmm. like, a heartwarming movie. Mm-hmm. But,
Is it on Lifetime?
No, it was, like, a real movie.
Okay.
A real movie. But yeah, her shoes, that was the thing. Her shoes fell through the hole in the floor while she was asleep. So she was barefoot and 9 months pregnant and she had to pee. So he pulls over at Walmart. She gets out. He waits for her. Long story short, she comes back. He's gone. Nowhere to be found.
The baby that he left her.
Yeah. At Walmart. She's just like perusing around the parking lot.
Barefoot and pregnant.
I think she got shoes while she was in there, but she's definitely pregnant as far as I recall. And then she, at the end of the night, she's just stuck. She's in the middle of nowhere. She's not home.
So was this back in the days where there's no cell phones?
Yeah, this is like 90s.
Okay.
Like late 90s.
Okay.
Maybe like early 2000s. I can't remember. But yeah, so it's late. Now she's like, okay, the store is closing. She ends up going inside the store, long story short, and sleeping in there, like setting up camp. She blows up like an air mattress.
In Walmart.
Inside of Walmart. The store closes down. So she does this. She hides in the bathroom or wherever in the dressing room. And then once everybody clears out, she goes and does all this. Well, and I think she was doing this for a little while now that I'm remembering. Like, it was more than one night. Mm-hmm. So one night, basically, she goes into labor. Her water breaks. And she's having a baby inside of Walmart, of all places. Yeah. And then she, like, this lady, I forget how it happens, but she meets this lady that ends up liking her, and she takes her home to live with her and helps with the baby and all of that.
A stranger.
Yeah, and the lady dies, like, years later, the lady dies and, like, leaves her house to her.
That is such a sad movie. I would cry the whole way through.
Yeah.
movies like that make me think, like, I don't know, I think too much. Like, why do you just didn't help ask somebody for help earlier?
Like what?
Like why who? Did you camp out for days?
Like who though?
Somebody.
You're 500 miles away from home. Who? What?
Why?
She was with her, the love
where,
of her life.
Where are y'all going? He's obviously not.
I forget the story. Well, she loved him, clearly. She followed. She went with him.
That is... So the movie... that is such a tragedy.
It's a great movie. You guys should all watch it.
What is it called again?
Where the Heart Is.
Where the Heart Is. So the movie came up because I was explaining to Prince that my husband got in a car accident on the same day that I was being discharged from the hospital. So he decides to go home and he doesn't want to take a shower in the hospital. Like, I have to shower in the hospital. We're one band, one sound. Like, I shower in the hospital, you shower in the hospital. So he wants to go home and take a shower. And he goes home. I'm literally looking at his location. He's at home. I know he's asleep. Like, he's passed the fuck out in the house. And I had to call my neighbor to, I had to open my garage from my phone, call my neighbor to come yell his name because he's passed the fuck out at home. While I'm stressing these hospital folks, good hospital people out, by trying to be discharged. I'm discharged. Now I'm looking like a single mom with no car seat and nowhere to go, no ride.
Did they let you keep the wheelchair at least?
Well, I was discharged, but I was still in the room. But it's still like, they're like, oh, well, you was pressing us about going home, bitch. Go home. Like, where's your ride?
Oh, so they didn't like leave
no,
you in
front
of the
No, they didn't like wheel me out. Thank God. They didn't wheel my ass out. You know, they're just coming in and checking like, hey, like, when are you leaving? I need the room. Like, pack it up. And then he decides to get into a car accident on the way back to the hospital. So it was like all kind of dramatic shit going on. So that's how it came up, because I told Prince that I felt like I felt like abandoned. Postpartum, like, I'm emotional.
And I said, you don't know abandoned. You should watch this movie.
That's abandoned.
It was just a hiccup. You had a bed. There was a TV.
But who does that?
That's sleepy people. What do you mean?
No,
who does that?
I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
I just gave birth.
If you were driving.
I just gave birth to a 7-pound baby.
Yeah.
I'm tired. So yeah, that was fucked up.
So sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. I'm so sorry too.
I hope it doesn't affect your life in the long run.
It does. It definitely will. It definitely will. Did you watch Quiet on the Set?
I did. Was it me or did it seem like there was another episode coming?
I thought it was. So I turned it off because I was going to sleep. And it was like the last episode. And I don't like watching shit like that when I'm like drifting off to sleep, because I tend to dream about... Do you dream about stuff that you hear? Or do you sleep with the TV on?
I used to never be able to sleep with the TV on. I used to not understand it. Like, the only people I knew that did it were old people, like my grandparents. And now I kind of need it. Like, I can't not...
Have noise.
Yeah, and I can't, it can't be loud. It can't be loud enough to where I'm, and it can't be anything that I've not seen before. It has to be something that I know so that I'm not like interested in what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm not like trying to watch or figure out, or you know what I mean? Like, I have to know the ending in order to be comfortable going to sleep and like, okay. You know?
So same. So I turned it off because I was getting ready to go to bed and I didn't want to dream about pedophiles.
So my remedy... My remedy for that, I do that quite often. I'll watch something stupid.
And dream about it.
I'll be scared to dream about it. So I have to put something cute on.
Comedy.
Like Golden Girls.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I Love Lucy.
Family Matters.
I would never put Family Matters on. I would never put, and you know what else I would never put on? And I love it, but I would never put it on to go to sleep.
Why?
Living Single.
I put that on to go to sleep too.
Those shows don't...
They're not comedy?
No. It's not that. They don't fit into that category. Particular box for me.
Okay.
Like, I want to watch those, and even though I've seen them a million times, I want to laugh at it. Like, I want to enjoy it. Like, I don't want it to just be on and passing me by.
I've never seen the end of Living Single. Like, I haven't watched.
Overton and Sinclair Got Married, but that was before.
How did it end?
I can't remember.
That's what I'm saying.
It might have just ended. It may have just ended. No, did Max and Kyle get married?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was like a destination wedding or something?
Yeah. It was something. It was an ending, like Martin and Fresh Prince. So quiet on this. What happened?
I was going to, never mind. Go ahead. I was going to ask who had the most memorable ending, but I think that's an obvious one.
Out of Fresh Prince, Living Single,
Martin.
Are we too young for, what's the one?
Amen?
You know, I
227? Oh. Do you know who sings that song?
No.
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, that is Aretha.
Yeah.
What's the name of the show? I forgot.
Are you okay?
What's the name of the show?
I don't know either.
It's right there. How can we? My black card is going to be revoked. Yours too.
I do know it. I just want you to get it.
A Different World.
There you go.
A Different World. Okay. I haven't seen, like, I have, those are, so Living Single and Different World are shows I haven't watched, like, consecutively all the way through.
I've probably seen every episode of A Different World, just not, A Different World used to be a daytime show. For, like, I feel like for us, that was a daytime show, not an evening. Well, for me, it was a daytime show. Hmm. Like, that was something I watched that came on, like when you stayed home from school.
After All My Children?
Yeah, like around that time, like 11, 12-ish. Mm-hmm. That's how it was.
Before Price is Right.
Oh, you grew up in a different place than I did. What time did Price is Right come on for you as a kid?
Daytime.
Like what?
Like 12, 1, 2?
No, it was like 9, 10 for me.
A.M.?
Yeah, it was like a morning, not morning, but like a daytime show. Like, okay. It was like that, like all those shows. It was Price is Right. What's the other one that came on in the during the day? Not Wheel of Fortune.
Supermarket Sweep.
You, like, I remember that, but that's not like, that wasn't like a show.
Oh, I love Supermarket Sweep. My grandma used to. Supermarket Sweep it up.
No, but the game shows were before the judge shows. The judge shows were at like 12, 1, 2.
Okay. So you might be right. I could have the lineup wrong. I don't know. My memory is foggy.
Yeah. And then we had I Love Lucy and Andy Griffith.
Those came on at night. Well, Andy Griffith came on in the daytime with Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. That was like skipping school hours. Like, you stayed home from school sick.
Those give me bad.
Those give me amazing memories. I pulled it off. I'm here.
When Andy Griffin came
You guys are leaving and I'm still here. I pulled, like, it's the ultimate.
One day. So, when I was in high school, my mom used to leave to go to work before I went to school, before the bus came.
Mm-hmm.
So I call myself, like, staying home. Like, she trusted me to go, you know, catch the bus, go to school. I was probably, like, in the 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed home one day.
In the 10th grade?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought this was, like, an elementary school story.
No. Just reminded me. 10th grade story. I was in high school. And while my mama come home on her lunch break, I hid in the closet. It wasn't like a walk-in closet. It was like a slider closet. I hid in the closet the whole time. I was terrified.
Like, what did she do? Make a sandwich?
I don't know. Like, took a nap.
What if she would have did something inappropriate? What if she would have had company?
That would have been terrible. And I've heard my mom have sex before. It was terrible. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
I've heard her.
Like, what was the scenario? What was the... Like, you were just in the other room and she didn't care? What? No. Like, explain that to me.
So, when I was, like, 11, my parents, like, split up.
Mm-hmm.
And she got with this man from church. His name was Charles. And he was like a bigger, like heavy set man, you know? And
not Charles from church.
Charles. Oh, you don't trust Charles.
Not Charles from church.
He was in the choir and everything. He drove a white Camry. It was like
not Charles from church with the, you know, with the white Camry.
He had a white Camry.
He was in the choir.
He sung in the choir because they had like a duet together.
Oh my God. Do you know how upsetting that would be for me? Like, you brought home Charles from church. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back. And what happened?
So my parents were like fresh off like their breakup. And I was like 11. And they started like, her and Charles like started seeing each other and stuff. And like, she would go to his house.
Please don't call that man Charles. Is that what you had to call him? Or was it like Mr. Charles?